holding on, 'cause something ain't quite right. It's time we left this miserable.
Welcome back. We heard Ronnie Black Hat Duchesne with Sandman, and John Williams with the Hymn for the Fallen. And you're listening to The Juke Joint. I'm Aaron.
I'm me. Oh, I'm sorry. He didn't mean that literally. I'm Jim Terabassi.
Welcome, Jim.
Thank you.
And you represent?
I have an organization from the North Shore called V is for Veterans. We do live concerts to help support various veterans organizations throughout the New England region.
And got a major event coming up, a major great event with veteran musicians for the veterans.
Exactly. We have coming up the end of this week. My goodness gracious, time is flying by. It was only a while ago, it was 3 months. We have a show in Peabody, Massachusetts, at a function hall called the Holy Ghost Society Hall. And everybody says, where in the world is that? So to start off, I'm going to give you the information. If you know Peabody, and you know downtown, and you know the Stop and Shop, look at the big building across the street that's as big as the Stop and Shop, and that's it. So what we have a lineup, and I toured for the better part of 30 years, and I'm a veteran. So I beat up on the musicians to do this for me as a favor. So this time we managed to put together a lineup. We have Danny Klein coming in, one of the co-founding members of the Jay Giles Band. And Danny still tours with Giles when they go out on the road. We have also coming in, I worked with him twice. When I used to manage Foghat, I brought him in. His name is Jeff Howell. And also when I was working with the Outlaws out of Tampa, turned out I showed up and there was Jeff already playing with the band. So we do that stuff. Then we have, from the Johnny Winter Band, legendary guitarist, Grammy Award-winning guitarist, and producer for Johnny, as well as others, Paul Nelson. And finally, we have the piece of resistance. He fell into our lap. But Derek St. Holmes, phenomenal vocalist and guitarist, best known for the song he sings, Cat Scratch Fever, when he was an integral part of Ted Nugent, and currently tours as part of Whitford St. Holmes with guitarist Brad Whitford from Aerosmith, another band you may have heard of.
Yeah, great local bands, great musicians, and a great cause, because a portion of the proceeds will go to the veterans.
Yes, the show we're doing in Peabody, we're supporting a organization called Operation Troop Support from Danvers, Massachusetts. They do a lot of care packages that they send to deployed troops. They help with support systems for the families of those who are deployed, and they have some Christmas events for the families as well. And they do several events throughout the course of the year, and this is the biggest thing they have ever tried before. So for them, it's a little bit different than anything they've ever done. And that's it for the lineup of the show. Now, we are selling tickets. And to find out about the tickets, you can go to Gimme Live, GIMMELive.com, and find out more about the show, more about the tickets themselves, and see some videos of the show. Or you can go to our Facebook group and get more information. V is for Veterans. And we've started a second Facebook group with a larger amount of following. It's called Classic Rock Experience. And both of those Facebook pages will have information, links to the ticketing, bios on the artists, videos with the artists. So everything you could want to find, you can find through that.
Sounds like it's going to be a great night.
That's what we're anticipating.
And if you happen to be, because that is on Saturday, correct?
No, Friday.
Friday,
June 23rd.
Okay, and the one that you're doing in Dedham?
Okay, on Saturday, June 24th, we are doing another show, the same amount, the same group of people. We're playing at Mosley's on the Charles in Dedham. And coincidentally, it's right on the Charles River, right off of 128-95. Great venue. And one thing about both of these places is we've done, last year we did 1,800 people with a similar package at Lowell Memorial Auditorium. And we've done Plymouth Memorial Hall. And everybody wants to get up and dance to the music. They all look forward to doing that. And the ushers make them sit down. The security makes them sit down. Well, this time we tried something different. We went a little bit smaller in our venues, but we made sure we had a dance floor in each of them. Because these songs, everybody who's above 40 still thinks they're below 19. So we wanted to give them a chance to get up and have some fun.
We'll be back with Jim in a moment.
मेरे सपने अपने समझ कर पूरा उनको करते हो उन सपनों की कीमत क्या क्या सह के अदा करते हो पापा खुद सब सहते हो हमसे कुछ कहते हो पापा खुद सब सहते हो हमसे नहीं कुछ कहते हो
दो कपड़े कम पास तुम्हारे तुमको ये नहीं परवाह है बच्चों को कुछ कमी रहे ना इसी बात का झगड़ा है
अपने लिए बाजार हो जाते मेरे लिए ले आते हो पापा खुद सब सहते कहते हो दुख हो चाहे सुख हो तुम्हारी आंखें नम नहीं होती है दिल से निकलती मेरे लिए दुआएं कम नहीं होती है
गुस्से में कभी बात करूं तो मन ही मन सह जाते
पापा खुद सब सहते हो हमसे कुछ नहीं कहते हो
एक इंसान ही सारे जहां से मेरे लिए लड़ सकते
मेरी तरफ एक आज भी आए तो खुद आगे आ जाते हो पापा खुद सब सहते हो हमसे कुछ नहीं कहते हो पापा खुद सब सहते हो हमसे नहीं कुछ कहते हो
Hey people, thank you so much for watching. I hope you've enjoyed the video. I feel really, really proud. मुझे बहुत अच्छा लगता है ये बताते हुए कि ये गाना कंपोज और इतना ब्यूटीफुल जो लिखा है, इतना ब्यूटीफुल जो कंपोज किया है, वो मेरे भाई टोनी कक्कर ने किया है. I feel really proud to share this with you all. And this was for all the fathers in the world, especially for our father. Mr. Jay Kakkar, Papa ye aapke liye tha. And for all the fathers in the world, jitne bhi bacche hain, un sab ki taraf se, un sare papaon ko tha, ki hum ye batana chahte hain, ki hum aapko bahut pyar karte hain. Thank you so much for all the love and jitna pyar aap sabne, sare papaon ne, hum sare bachon ko diya hai, uske liye hum aapko kabhi bhi, jitna bhi thank you kare, utna kam hai. Thank you so much. And my papa, I love you. Love you, love you, love you, love you. Always be there with us. And all you guys watching the video, please like, comment, subscribe, share. I really need.
Welcome back to the Juke Joint. I'm Aaron. Paul, are you there? Hello, Paul.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Long time no talk.
I know. It seems like weeks.
Yeah. And so we have Jim here in the studio with us also.
Oh, great.
You know, and, you know, it's a whole day of blues and great music because later on we also have an interview with Joe Louis Walker.
I got to tell you, Jim is like responsible for keeping the blues and classic rock alive in the area up there. It's always a treat to do his shows, and he's a great friend, and he's an inspiration to all of us for what he does for the vets.
Well, that's what it's all about. I mean, we did a salute to the troops, as we always do here on 91.7 WMWM Salem, and but it's always great because, you know, veterans for veterans, and, you know, everything that the veterans do and the musicians do is just far above. It's just far above. I mean, my.
Oh, I know. My father was in the military.
And my brother was in the military for 26 years. My father was in the military. My grandfather was in the military for, they call it the Battle of North Station. He was there for 18 days, 2 days short of actually being able to get benefits.
Well, really? Well, my father was a cook, and he made his first dish, and the war ended.
They should have had him come in earlier.
Yeah, that he was solely responsible. His cooking was responsible.
But was it for our troops, or did he send it over to the other side?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That would have been better.
But you and I saw each other a couple weeks ago with James Montgomery and many others, and that was a great show. A lot of fun.
That's always fun. James is something else. Love him.
You know, and, you know, it's just great to meet all the great people that were there. And
I can't believe how many people. Well, I can believe it because I went to music college up there. But the amount of musicianship, the artists that have hit it big from your area, from Massachusetts, is amazing. I mean, there's an area, Fairfield County down here, where we had a lot of artists that lived here to go to the city. But the same holds true for up there. That people really don't realize how many people come out of the East Coast. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, and how many people, you know, settled out here? I mean, you know, because when you were with Johnny, where were you guys located?
Right on the East Coast, right in Connecticut. Johnny was there. Rick Derringer lived there for a long time. All the Muddy albums were recorded. I wasn't around then, but all the Muddy albums were recorded in the ones that Johnny did in Westport, like Hardigan and all that, right in Martha Stewart territory. You know, people think it's down from the swamps of Mississippi and this and that, but the actual recordings were done right in, the Golden Coast.
Yeah, if you grab the Northeast, it's like insane. It's insane with great music and great talent. And you're going to be performing with a bunch of great artists coming up. Jim told us the rundown.
Oh, it's insane. It's insane. He'll tell you more about it. But Jim is actually responsible for hooking me up with Jeff Howell, the former bass player at Foghat, and we did a few shows, and he saw the potential there, and because of that, he's now in my group. So, again, Jim is very instrumental in putting these together, putting musicians together that may not have ever teamed up before, and in this case, responsible for finding me a bass player and putting me on a tour that's going all over the country. So again, but enough about him.
You know,
he's great. He put together some great shows, and I hope everybody comes down. The ones we've done in the past have been packed. This is going to be packed. I'm surprised there's even any tickets left, so I'd go running. It's really enjoyable to meet everybody, see the troops, hear the stories, and it's a really good get-together. I really enjoy it. The camaraderie between the musicians, the fans, the everybody. It's just a really good two nights out, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, because the way I look at it, it's like when I do my show is about you and Jim right. and the rest of the performers. It's not about myself. When you're going to do this show for the veterans, it's veterans doing it for veterans and giving honor to everything they've done by being able to do what you do.
Exactly. And on our own home turf, you know, usually this kind of stuff has to happen. The bands have to travel over to where they are. This is great that, and it's just a certain sect of vets here. It's like all ages. It's everyone that served from that's still with us, fortunately, that can enjoy in the festivities. So it's really cool. And again, what you do, you know, it's priceless for musicians and for events like this. It's great. So it's all part of the musical ladder, you know, to get the music to the people, to get the people to the music, information. It's as long as it's not false news or fake news or whatever the hell they call it.
Well, you know,
this is true. This show is going on. It's going to be packed and it's going to be fun. We got some great people I'm getting to play with, so I'm psyched. I'm going to do some Foghat stuff. I'm going to play some Johnny Winter stuff. And he'll tell you the rest, but I'm getting to play on a lot of this stuff, and I just love learning those songs. I mean, those classic rock tunes I've always appreciated, and it's fun to play with the guys that either did it originally or were part of with the original members. It's a great thing. So you really hear the songs the way they were recorded for the most part. So, and then it's a little improv in between. So I'm psyched about it.
And the best part of it is, as we always say here at the station, it's get out and support local entertainers and local causes, because you can't become a Johnny Winter or you can't become a Joe Louis Walker or Paul Nelson or James Montgomery.
Or Jim Terabasi.
Or Jim. If you don't start local and you don't go out and support the local scene.
And I got to tell you, it's been a rough time for musicians. I mean, I've been lucky because I built a name in this snap. But guys that are starting out, you know, people just assume that music is free. You got to support it. I mean, all these I don't want to get too deep into it because I'll get started. I don't want to start sounding like Ted Nugent. But yeah, but the thing is that, you know, these musicians that were coming up, you know, past few years were told, you know, put music in schools and this and that. Now it's like, okay, where's the gigs? Well, here they are. So people, now the most important thing is, now that everybody's learned the music, it's to support them and coax them on to continue to play. So radio, press, all these shows, every time a festival pops up or a get-together or an event, it, like you said, it helps the musicians. They get to play. They get to show their wares. Maybe they get discovered. That's always a possibility. They meet other musicians. I mean, I can't tell you how many times from a festival like this, albums have been created, associations between musicians. People in the audience have seen talent and said, come support us again. And it's a continuation. It's a community with the vets, and it's a community with the musicians and the promoters and the whole machine works. And that's, you know, that's, it's good to see when this comes into fruition that it's successful. And so far, all of these ones that he's put on have been very successful. So people should be proud in the area that they got somebody doing this. So I'm honored, and I always love coming up to that area. I have a lot of friends up there. Like I said, I went to music college up there. I went to Berkeley. I have a teeny bit of an accent, I've been told, when I'm not around there. but everyone's off. So I'm psyched. And there's something about musicians up in your area that they listen. They respond to music even more. I think it's about the blues that has been so much played up there and getting out and socializing, which is something that doesn't happen all over. But I and myself and other musicians really enjoy playing up in the areas that these festivals are occurring, because the participation really eggs on the musician. Johnny used to say, well, the crowd, if the crowd doesn't respond, I'm going to play less notes. I said, what? I go, don't tell me that you're actually counting the notes in your solo. He goes, oh, yeah, I gave him 32 instead of 45 because they didn't clap enough. So just think of that. I mean, I'm not counting notes, but just think the musicians are watching the fans, trust me.
Yeah, and a matter of fact, going back to the great event that we were at 2 weeks ago, we had a young protege there, unbelievable guitarist.
Tyler?
Tyler.
Yeah. And he'll be at this show as well. Yep. Yeah, I'm producing his album. I just produced Joe Louis Walker's album.
Tyler Morris.
Got nominated for Grammy, so we're hoping the same for Tyler. Tyler Morris.
Yes. Yep. Tyler's going to be...
Oh, my God. I got to say, by the way, these shows are June 23rd and 24th.
Yep.
I don't want to give a little plug there.
Right. No, I was just going to say, Tyler's going to be doing... Right now, Tyler is playing with Danny Klein doing the Jay Giles stuff.
Oh, cool. Yeah, see? Jay Giles music as well. Holy.
Right.
And I had an opportunity to actually interview Jay Giles himself, talking about blues and jazz. Not about the rock, but about blues and jazz. Fortunately... before his unfortunate passing. And, like you said, there's just so much talent, and it's just out there. You got to get out there. Go to the little clubs. You never know what you're going to see. Go out to the festivals. Right now, you have festivals everywhere. You've got events going on. Today's Father's Day. Go out and get
it's the season. Exactly.
Go out and get the tickets in honor of your father. Take him to the show. He'll love the music, because... I love it as just for the music, but also, supporting the veterans.
Well, let me
have Jim tell us the lineup.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let me give this one pitch that I was going to bring at the end, but since Darren just mentioned something about for your dad, and Paul knows because we did it last year. But okay, the lineup we're featuring is, as I said, I'll go through it once again, is Danny Klein, co-founding member of the Jay Giles Band and a current member.
Holy crap.
We can't say that on air. You said holy cow? Okay, good. That's a brand new
holy cow.
Holy cow, yeah. Holy cow, yeah.
Okay.
Holy cow.
Yeah. Jeff Howell, former bassist for Foghat. Another band, oh my God almighty, called The Outlaws.
Yeah.
Guitar Army. And a little known secret from Savoy Brown.
Yep.
Then we have some guy, is it Rick Nielsen? Oh, no, it's Paul Nelson. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's it. Yeah.
Who you've just heard described, and you'll hear a little more from in a moment. Then we have a gentleman who would be joining us for the first time. As I said, through a stroke of luck, fell into our lap, and thank God he's small. Derek St. Holmes, a featured member of Ted Nugent, in the voice behind such hits as Cat Scratch Fever and Stranglehold, and currently a member of Whitford St. Holmes with Brad Whitford from Aerosmith. Now, the one I was going to wait to mention at the end, but Aaron mentioned Father's Day. We did it last year, and people loved it. And we do a VIP ticket where it's not just you get to come by and you get to shake Paul's hand, or you get to say, oh, I saw you in a concert somewhere. We have a hour-long pre-show wine and cheese with the performers.
Where is and cheese?
And cheese, yeah. We're going to give cheese this year.
Judge. Oh, well, there you go. I mean, how much is cheese? You know how much money is going into this to get cheese?
Yeah, it's difficult, yeah.
Yeah.
And, so we had so many last year at Lowell that I was sitting in a room, and last year we had John Cafferty and Tunes from the Beaver Brown Band. And I'm sitting there, Tunes comes in, and he said, I had to leave the room, Jim. There were so many people in. So many people bought the tickets that we had 80 of them sold in the
room. That meet and greet. Those meet and greets are great.
They're phenomenal. The people, Because the people get in there and they say, oh, my God, I remember seeing you here. I remember seeing you there. I remember getting drunk listening to you guys here and meeting somebody.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's going down memory lane.
Yeah.
Cool.
And everybody's 40 years younger when they're at these things.
Yeah, exactly.
Because the music transcends time, and great music is always with us.
Oh, I can
It's like they say, you know, the tune of your life, but it's true.
And I was saying the other day when I did another interview, I remember listening to the Hollies, Long Cool Woman in a Black Dress. I used to, when I was stationed at Fort Gordon, Georgia, and we'd sitting in the PX, and somebody always played that. It was big on the charts then. Every time I hear that song, I put myself back in Fort Gordon. Not particularly where I want to be, but it brings me back there.
Oh, yeah, and as a musician, I've always wanted to learn these songs. Yeah. So working with Derek St. Holmes and playing Stranglehold and all that Ted Nugent stuff, and Bobby Bobby Turello playing the Johnny Winter stuff, and then the Foghat stuff. This is fun as hell. It's a learning experience. It's fun. So yeah.
And you know, it's the same thing. I mean, as I tell up and coming artists and local artists, which get out there and do the mingling, meet people, go to the gigs, and don't leave. Yep. Stay there for the other bands. If you had to tell artists out there who are local, who are up and coming, new artists or others, the best way to do music and enjoy it, what would you say?
Go to live concerts, support it. And I got to tell you another thing besides that. You're watching a select amount of musicians for what, however long the show is, any show, 60 minutes, 75 minutes, hour and a half, 2 hours, 3 hours. Do you know how many hours it takes and days and weeks to put together that one performance for that one short period of time? Those musicians have been there since the crack of dawn, let alone the promoter and everybody else working around there and all that kind of thing. So, yeah, it's not even the musicians. It's the engineers. It's the lighting guys. It's the whole thing. They've been there for hours and weeks and months. So you see that one show, you're supporting all that work and paying for everything that it took to put that together. And, you know, it's not a – people aren't making a huge profit off of this. This is also goes to help other people. So this is twofold, you know? So, yeah, whenever you go to local shows or whatever, you know, buy the CD, get their merchandise, if you like them, of course. I'm not saying to get something you don't like, but, man, they play their butt off, and if you do like them, pick it up. That's how they survive. That's how they become popular. Then play it for somebody else. Then go on social media. You know, talk about this show. Talk to Twitter and Facebook and whatever your social preference is. You know, it's important. So I just hope as many people showed up the last one, which was packed, and I'm sure they will. And
the great news is there are two shows. That's what's great about it.
Yeah, Jim will tell you about that.
And, you know, it's just, you talk about that. I mean, I got the opportunity to be at the event in Newton and watching the practicing and watching things get put into place. And, you know, you never know, because you can end up with jams that you wouldn't expect that you'll never hear anywhere else. So you got to
get sound checks are insane.
Oh, it was great. It was just unbelievable. you know.
Well, you have musicians sometimes meeting for the first time. I mean, they've worked on all these songs for weeks and months, and then all of a sudden they have like that little set time, that little half an hour to put that together. But at the same time, it's like, hey, I used to know this. You meet and you see who knows what, and you know, you're calmed down because, wow, this bass player is really good. Oh, thank God, my song's gonna be played the correct way, and I'm glad you got so and so. Hey, let's work together later. Yeah, you that's, I love that.
Yeah, we did one of these packages years ago. I won't mention any of the names, but it was all people with top 10 hits. And one of these guys, he had written at least four gold albums. And he was talking to another guy who happened to play at Woodstock. And he said, when I came back from Vietnam, he said, we went to Golden State Park and saw you guys play with the Dead. And this guy himself was enormous. He was filling arenas and stadiums. and he's talking about having, you know, come back from Vietnam and go to see this guy.
That's the great part about it, because, you know, if you look at it, you know, besides being the artist that you are, you're meeting people that you followed and watched and who you're fans of. So, you know, that's why you got to get out there and meet the people.
Oh, all of these. That's what I'm saying. I'm learning, getting to play those songs, and it's like, oh, it's great. And then they have no idea until they meet you, and they're like, really? You used to listen to me or whatever? Are you kidding me? Yep.
You know? I mean, I had a great guitarist on with us. You produced his album. It was Johnny's 70th anniversary. I mean, the anniversary of his 70th birthday. And Mr. Lopez, Lance Lopez. And I play that album all the time. And we want to thank you for getting that album out with him. I mean, it's just really fantastic. And you also...
That was a surprise, because I knew they had recorded it, but I hadn't heard it. And then once I did, I called up Lance. I go, Lance, we have recordings of that whole opening set for Johnny's birthday. I think we need to put this out as an album. And he's like, will you produce it? I go, absolutely. I go, this has to get out. And holy moly.
Yeah, Lance Lopez live in NYC. And that was just, it was a great album. Like I said, we play that parts of it at least once a week, just like this album I'm holding in front of me with the great cassette on it. Exactly.
Oh, my new one.
Yes.
The new one. Yeah, I got signed with Sony, and I put up, can we say it on the air? Badass Generation.
Yeah, absolutely. And we play such great songs off of this. You know, Down Home Boogie is just fantastic. And are you going to be playing any hits off of this at the event?
No. I'm saving that for private little things. This is, I'm paying tribute to the vets, and I'm paying tribute to the classic rock experience. Nugent songs, Johnny tunes, absolutely. But like I said, Jeff Howell is actually my cohort on these tours I'm doing to support this record. So I appreciate that you mention it. And I think you're going to play a track in a little bit. But
yep, we're going to play Down Home Boogie.
It was fun putting together, and it's great to be on the road doing my own stuff as well. And we have played up in the Massachusetts area, several venues, been very successful. And again, can't thank you guys up there enough, especially you for playing it.
Oh, of course. I mean, you know, we only play the best. And, you know, that's what it's all about. And Jim, can you say the locations of the two venues?
Okay.
Oh yeah, yeah.
The two shows. We're gonna, just in case you didn't, weren't there at the top of the hour or the top of the 5 minutes of the hour. Friday, June 23rd, Holy Ghost Society Hall in downtown Peabody. Saturday, June 24th, Mosley's on the Charles in Dedham, Massachusetts. To find information about tickets, who's on the bill, video clips, more information, as much information as you can want, go to Gimme Live, GIMMELive.com. It will give you information about each individual show, individual ticket pricing, and give you information on what the VIP packages we have contain.
And all the great, you know, like you said, all the great music, great artists. Because, you know, by going there and seeing who's playing, it's going to bring many of the people who are going back to YouTube and taking out their old albums, because people still have albums and they're still here, and CDs and everything. And it's going to bring back a lot of great memories. And you're gonna hear something with Paul and all the rest that are going to be there, music like you've never heard it before, because most of these performers haven't performed together. So it's going to be
It's funny, an event, because it was just the posting, and Paul probably got it too with the same connection, but off the Foghat Facebook page, they sent out, it's hard to believe that it's been 40 years since Foghat Live was recorded. And if you don't remember the record, but if you saw it, It was a nice one recorded at Dallas Stadium with about 80,000 people there. So you're going to get to see members of a band who played 80,000 people coming to nice intimate venues in both Peabody and Dedham, along with all the other people. Because if you look at these videos of Paul playing, Derek, Danny toured with the Rolling Stones, the guy who's opened the Rolling Stones World Tour, you'll see all these guys playing to 80,000 plus people out there, if not more.
And the great thing about this is you get to have them in your home, in your hometown, right there in front of you, and that beats everything.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, Jim's got guys flying in. I mean, this is a big deal.
Right. And you don't have to leave your own. You don't have to leave your own county to come see this show. You don't have to pay $50 to park anywhere. You don't need to get a babysitter. You're not gone for 2.5 days to get in line for something.
But it's all for the best cause in the world, right, and that is
the veterans. Now, let me, because we hadn't gotten to the people we're supporting with the Dedham show, let me go a step back as a reminder. For the Peabody show, we're supporting Operation Troop Support out of Danvers. Now, the show in Dedham is a little bit different because we're supporting a national organization, their local branch. The organization is called Guitars for Veterans, Guitars for Vets. And it's interesting because I know Paul knows at least one guy who's an ambassador. They have ambassadors. I was introduced to an old friend of mine, Joey Mullen from Badfinger. And Paul, you know Jimmy McCarty from Mitch Ryder, right?
Oh, yeah, I played with him a lot.
Jimmy's one of the ambassadors, and there's a couple more people I can't remember off the top of my head, but Joey, we get together a few weeks ago, and he was talking about it. And what they do is they have a program where they train veterans in how to play the guitar to help with PTSD. So for the Dedham show, we're supporting them.
How can that be better? How can it be better?
Can't be.
I mean, great lineups, great musicians, you and I have now known each other, almost 3.5 years, and, you know, we've become great friends and love the music, because everything you do and everything I know that Jim does is for a good cause, to bring, one, fabulous music to the people, and two, to support whatever you may be doing. And that's outstanding.
Thanks. It's fun. It's what, you know, it's my career. It's what I do.
Ultimately, at the end of the day, that's what it is. You have a job that you can have fun at.
Yeah, exactly.
There's nothing better than when the lights go down and the first notes hit and you just feel the people in the room.
Yep.
And then
you break a string. No.
And whether it's five people and Paul and I have each worked shows with 100,000 plus people, it's an amazing rush of just humanity.
Yeah, and like I said, the last ones were phenomenal. Yeah. And this is, wow, the lineup now is insane.
And you get to dance to these things as well.
Yes.
We made sure we had dancing room this time.
Yes, and maybe Jim will dance for you. That's worth the price of the ticket itself.
Yeah, that's definitely it. I'm letting that go. I'm gonna leave it alone.
Yeah. And like I said,
drink your moneymaker.
Yeah. No.
And Paul, are you doing after this show? Are you doing any shows locally in the near future?
I'll be back to talk about that sometime.
Terrific.
But yeah, there's stuff coming. I know.
You know, and I know you're working on some more music and.
Absolutely. Always next album, producing stuff, all kinds of crazy stuff. We got a whole nother show for that.
Exactly. And, it's like I said, next weekend is all about the veterans, but every day is about the veterans because, you know, without our veterans, and whether it's a veteran from whatever war or those who help take care of us, we wouldn't be here without it.
Exactly.
You know, whether it was your father's great food on the that ended of the war, or
yeah.
Jim. I mean, doing what he's doing, and all the people who are supporting it. There are so many people behind the scenes that help to make what you see fantastic. And
I mean, what a worse thing to put your time and your life on the line and to think that it's not appreciated. I mean, that's why do it, you know? But to know that things like this exist, it's like, wow, you know what? I did make a difference. I made an impression. I helped these people out to do things that wouldn't be allowed if we didn't have those freedoms. So it's it covers a lot of ground. And again, it's an honor to do this.
So I don't want to hold you too long, because it is. I don't know what the weather's down there, but I hear it was a little bit, rainy. But you know what? It's fitting, because this means that everybody's not running around away from their fathers. That means they're going to be there for their fathers.
It's a big day today too. Yeah, on another level. Yep.
So, Paul, can't wait to see you again. Want to thank you for coming on and talking with us. Also, supporting the troops and supporting the veterans, and just everything you do.
It's part of my family, so it's added bonus for me.
And so, hang on the line. I'm gonna go and play. Well, the first track off of your album is.
Well, I think the one you were going to play was either a Down Home Boogie or Goodbye Forever.
I'm going to play Down Home Boogie.
There you go. That's a good little you-know-what kicker.
By Paul Nelson off of his latest album,
Badass
Generation.
Generation.
And away we go. Enjoy.
Thanks, buddy.
Get right down
cabinet maker's son. His hands were meant for different work, and his heart was known to none. He left his home and went his lone and solitary way. And he gave to me a gift I know I never can repay. A quiet man of music denied a simpler fate. He tried to be a soldier once, but his music wouldn't wait. He earned his love through discipline, a thundering velvet hand. His gentle means of sculpting souls took me years to understand. The leader of the band is tired and his eyes are growing old, but his blood runs through my instrument and his song is in my soul. My life has been a poor attempt to imitate the man. I'm just a living legacy to the leader of the band. My brother's lives were different, for they heard another call. One went to Chicago and the other to St. Paul. And I'm in Colorado when I'm not in some hotel, living out this life I've chose and come to know so well. Stories of the road. I thank you for the freedom when it came my time to go. I thank you for the kindness and the times when you got tough. And Papa, I don't think I said I love you near enough. The leader of the band is tired and his eyes are growing old, but his blood runs through my instrument and his song is in my soul. My life has been a poor attempt to imitate the man. I'm just a living legacy to the leader of the band. I am a living legacy to the leader of the band.
Hi, I'm Talia. As the mother of two young children, I know that the March of Dimes helps all babies get a good start. That's why I'm proud to support the March for Babies. I hope you come and walk with me. Let's support the research and programs that help our babies. Please join me. Sign up at marchforbabies.org.
While relaxing and enjoying your favorite Sunday beverage, please join me, Josh, between 7 and 9 a.m. for By Dawn's Early Light, as we take a journey into the obscure, the forgotten, the future, a true audio journey of the mind. What better way to start your day than a relaxing mystical adventure here on 91.7 WMWM Salem.
Welcome back to the Juke Joint. I'm Aaron.
And I'm still Jim.
Jim, that was great with Paul.
Thank you.
And everything that you're doing, I mean, bringing these great musicians from all over to perform for our veterans. Right. And in honor of everything that our veterans have done.
Right. Well, like I said, I do it because I toured for many years, plus I did serve in the Army during Vietnam. So for me, I've covered both sides of the spectrum. And so the musicians always like to do it for me because I did serve. And I'm not just a guy who's come forward and said, hey, can you come and do something for me? We, all these guys, we have deep relationships, some going back several decades.
And again, let everybody know where the event's going to be and when. And
okay, I'm going to let everybody know, because you can never let anybody know too much. Okay, the first night, Friday, June 23rd, is at the Holy Ghost Society Hall in downtown Peabody, across from the Stop and Shop on the Salem border. So if you're in Salem, you only got to walk about 12 feet. The Saturday night show, June 24th, is at Mosley's on the Charles in Dedham, Massachusetts. You can find out ticket information for both of them by going to Gimme Live, GIMMELive.com, or checking us out on our Facebook page, V is for Veterans, or our other Facebook page, Classic Rock Experience. It'll give you information about all the tickets, the performers, there'll be some video clips, and we'll let you know about the VIP package you can buy to get a chance to have a private wine and cheese reception prior to the show with the musicians before they get all sweaty, dirty, tired, and a little run down.
But really rocking. That's the key
yes.
to it.
So it'll come right out of the sound check, so you'll actually get to catch the back end of the sound check, a little bit of something you don't normally get to see. And sometimes they're fun. Sometimes they break down into blood battles. I've seen both ends of it.
But it should be a fantastic, both shows.
Yeah, both.
And, you know, get out there and support the troops. Support
right.
local music.
Right.
I mean.
And just the last part is, as much as we talk about the artists, and I've been posting this on Facebook and the people who helped me, is we talk about the artists and they've all had gold records and they've all played in front of 100,000 people. But the most important part and the part everybody tends to overlook is we're doing this for two veterans organizations. One being Operation Troop Support in Danvers, and the other one being Guitars for Vets down on the South Shore.
Which is always great. So, Jim, I want to thank you.
I appreciate you giving us this opportunity to come on here and wax poetically.
Here on 91.7 WMWM Salem, a broadcast service of Salem State University, I'm Aaron.
And I'm still Jim.
Jim, thank you.
Thank you, Aaron.
Appreciate
it very much.